Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Tweet to Lead a New Podcast, where we chat about realistic leadership theories. What's it? This has been an amazing conversation so far with Jalees Keating. We are continuing the conversation on youth. Youth are the now and not the future. And I'm going to say this on every we have a last episode, and I'm going to continue to say that. But I'm going to continue to say it in any context, in the now. They're not the future, they're the now, and we should treat them as such. Jalees, thank you so much for coming on and doing these episodes with us, because it's so important to hear knowledge, because you are a young person as well yourself. And I'm a young person myself. Yep. So also coming from lived experience and also from ways of how we've been treated as youth and stuff like that. So today, we're going to take this conversation into why organizations have certain policies and guidelines and how it affects young people. let's just take a moment. Organizations, we just thank you so much for creating guidelines and policies that does not reflect youth voices. Thank you for that. And I'm not thanking you from a real perspective. I'm just thanking you sarcastically, or because it's bizarre how many organizations bring young people into their guidelines and policies without having their input. Let's go into the conversation. Jalees, what do you think about that? Let's just, it's a reflection. You just let it out. What do you feel?
Oh man, I have so many words. I think it's kind of silly. I understand if there's policies around safety and compliance and understanding, like, okay, if this situation happens, this is what you do, and here's some guidelines so that we avoid certain things. But a lot of the policies that block youth from actually being a part of organizations and being comfortable in those spaces are foolishness.
Yeah.
It's foolishness. Yeah. Just to get down to the basics of it, it's foolishness. Why? Because you want them to come and work for you, but you have no room for them based on the policies you have in place. Right. You want them to be part of your organization, but there's no leeway for them. And I'm not expecting them to be able to run amok and do whatever they want. It's still an organization at the end of the day. But having policies that allow them to actually operate in the space in which you want them to be in is crucial to any and every organization. It doesn't matter if you're retail or nonprofit. And everything in between. You want youth to be a part of your dying industry, and you have no space for them. Your policies don't allow them to be there. Your procedures are not even written in a way that your top management understands them, but you want youth to understand them, but you can't explain it. Your workers are not following them, but you expect youth to come in and follow the same thing, follow what you tell them to do, when the people on your floor don't even listen to what to what is being told or what's written in the policies. You haven't updated your policies in the past 15 years. You're still operating the same, and you don't accept changes. You don't listen to anybody. Like, there's so many. Oh my gosh, Templeton. There's so many things wrong.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, listening audience. This is raw and authentic, and we're being real on this episode, because sometimes I'm tired of the foolishness. I'm just tired of organizations. I've sat on 8 different board of directors, and I've seen how young people are being served and how young people are being seen and stuff like that. Yeah, and I have a problem, especially when you're trying to create a different policy and guideline. And then you create a consultation opportunity for young people's voices. And then you're not actually welcoming true feedback. It's like you just want, like, your inner house feedback. Like, how do organizations really go out there to do these consultations? What are your suggestions, Jalees?
Take negative feedback. Don't take it as an attack on your project or your idea or whatever. Take it. Just take it for what it is. If you're the one thing that I'm always going to say, and I'm going to say it over and over again, is show me the numbers. because everyone's so concerned about the numbers. Oh, we got to reach a certain amount of people. Okay, but if you're reaching less than 1% of the fraction of youth that are actually within your community, then what are we doing? What are we actually doing? We're not reaching anybody. We're not making an impact in our community. We're not doing anything special. So when a youth tells you that your idea is boring or it's not engaging or it doesn't feel like it's actually for the youth, take that feedback because that's real.
Yeah.
And you want everybody to pat you on the back and tell you you're doing a good job. You're not. Let's be honest. You're not. And that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes we need that negative feedback. Sometimes we need to hear, you know what? I don't think that's a good idea. Sometimes you need to hear, you know what? I understand you have the budget to do that, but I don't think you're going to reach the amount of people you want to reach. Or sometimes we need to hear, aim higher, look higher, look wider. You're trying to reach people that are within your reach, but what about those who aren't? What about the unreachable? The unreachable are not unreachable, and you just can't reach them. Not with your ideas, not with your policies and procedures and mandates you have in place, not with your lack of interest, not with your burnout. If you don't have the capacity to do it, allow somebody else to sit in the seat. You don't have to be the leader. You don't have to be the head. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be you. And the more we understand all of these things, the better we'll be at making an impact in the community the way that it should be or the way that it can be. If we just allow for more youth voices to be in the mix, if we allow for their negative feedback, their negative comments to actually make impact before that idea leaves the room.
I so agree that we need to allow youth to lead in more different ways. People who are employees who are in power, you don't have to just be the holder of some of these projects. Allow some of these youth to lead these projects, hear their ideas, hear their suggestions, actually take them into consideration, not just say that you're going to just listen and come back to them. No, take it into consideration. Those are really important pieces because I love my former organization, Teamwork Cooperative. I shout out to them because they allowed me to create. And when you say holding space, they hold space for me to express myself and to share really how I'm feeling. I do things in a respectful way, but I will be direct. I'm a very direct person, and I will sugarcoat it. And so they appreciate that honesty. And my executive director, Marcus Jameson, big ups to Marcus, because you're an awesome individual. You're an exceptional leader, or someone who I respect, and someone we need more of, who listens to young people's voices, but also want them to lead, and actually want them to expand, and also want to see how we can make things happen. And that's what I love about organizations. We need more organizations that are open. And I know we still have leaders who have been there for 20, 30 years, and this is why the systems is the way how it is. And I respect leaders who are there for many of years. But you also have to be adaptable leaders who can change in order to welcome new growth. And so what do you say to those leaders who are still stuck on changing policies for young people to be flexible? They want to see young. I've seen this narrative that, I want to see young people crying. I want to see them crying after their full days of work and whining and not getting what they want. There is a narrative out there where a boss who's very high up there, and they want to hire a young person, and they just want to see them whining and crying so that they can reach to the full potential and say, that's hard work. That's what we call hard work. No, it's not. It's mental breakdown. It's burnout for them. You're not giving them room to change that. And so let's talk a little bit about that.
I love how you passed that over to me. If your environment is not only physical, if it's only, I'm going to change that. Mm-hmm. If your environment is only physically safe, it's not psychologically safe, then youth are going to be the future. And your organization is going to be passed because we need that space We need that space. Yeah. If all of your employees are burning out and hard work means breaking someone's back for you, you're not only breaking their back, you're breaking their mind.
Yeah.
You're breaking their passion. Yeah. You're breaking their drive or fire. You're breaking them down in a way that you will not be able to build them back up.
Right.
There's a difference between guiding somebody and helping them learn the way that that the organization runs, and helping them learn the way so that they can make changes, and breaking them down so that nothing changes ever. We need to be constantly evolving. We need to be constantly growing and learning, not only as individuals, but as organizations as well. And if you can't do that, prepare to be asked. Because somebody else is going to come in, take over, and do your job better than you are now. And they're going to be able to, they're going to be willing to listen and able to make the changes that you were refusing to put in place. And that's what's going to happen. So good luck. Make the change now, or see you later. Or see you never.
See you later.
I guess we'll see you in the future.
I agree. You know, organizations often implement policies to ensure safety and compliance and where they want to go. But, like, how can these policies be designed to prioritize the well-being of youth while still fostering an environment that encourages empowerment and innovation? What do you have to say about that?
Listen. First and foremost, listen to what youth need in an environment. Do a assessment. Do an internal assessment. Understand what your current employees need in their environment that are lacking. Speak to youth. Understand what they think of your organization as a whole. Because when you think whatever somebody close to you is telling you about your organization, your employees are saying one thing, the community is saying something different. So be willing to listen. Be willing to hear what hasn't been said to you and has to be sent to you. Open up the boundaries. There are so many barriers to the community and employees telling organizations the truth about what they think about them. I am not one who's willing to hold back what I have to say, especially when it's true.
Right.
Yeah. Doesn't matter who you are.
It will eat me alive if I don't say it. I don't feel like that's what I used to do at my organization. I'm like, I have to be with this person at 8 a.m. as soon as they get in, because this is an issue and I need to address it so that moving forward, this is not a problem and this is not a hindrance to my job as an individual. And so, like, that's what I think, being true and authentic but also respectful about it, that's what I did as a young person. I was true. I called my bosses into meetings. I'm like, I'm gonna need to meet with you. I have an issue. And they know when Templeton has an issue, they know it's an issue. They know he's just not gonna like sit. And I mean, there were some things that I went through channels, but like, I'm like, you know what? I have to speak to my truth. In order for me to want to flourish, I have to do that. That's really absolutely important. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And open the doors. Oh my goodness. When I hear open door policy, I really hope that that's exactly what you mean. As in, you're not in a meeting and the door is open. I can come and sit down and say, hey, this is an issue that I think we need to discuss and resolve quickly as possible. Because it's not going to help anybody on our team get any further. This organization as a whole is going to break down from the inside out. Because if your team can't hold it together, if your team has internal, if there's internal conflict within the organization, the community already knows that. They see it.
Yeah.
They see it in the way you operate. They see it when one of your employees or team members are supposed to be in the community speaking with people. Now they have an attitude. It's evident. So open the doors. Open the doors and be willing to listen. Listen to what everybody has to say. And I'm not saying take everything to heart, because sometimes people want to complain because they just want to complain. But if you had someone like Templeton who's going to come and tell you the truth and be respectful and give it to you straight, you need someone like that in your corner. You need someone like that who's going to then be able to help you navigate through all of the just random complaints that sometimes people get as well.
Yeah. There are some random complaints. I feel like I have the complaints, but then most of my complaints are accurate and they need some addressing and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What hope do you have for us, or saying a tip before we wrap up this episode? Like, to inspire leaders who are policymakers. And this is not only to executive directors, but this is also to board of directors who have a say in some of these policies and guidelines. What do you have to say to them as they think about young people?
Wow. I know this has to be said, so I'm going to be the one to say it. Stop trying to serve past you in the now, because the community is not made up of you. The community is made up of actual people who are living in different circumstances. Be willing to listen to them.
Yeah.
But more importantly, be willing to actually go out and ask them. Because if you cannot answer those questions based on who you were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, yesterday, then you got to ask somebody else. And if you're not willing to do that, when coming up with policies and mandates and procedures, then are they serving the people who are actually working for you? Are they serving the people who are actually coming into your organization? That's the question you really need to ask. Is this serving the people of the community who are going to be a part of this organization? And if it's not, you got to make a change. It's time.
I agree 100%. The skill of willingness is needed across this country. The skill of willingness is definitely something that we should also. I have a skill of willingness, not a skill of trying, but a skill of willingness. Because trying is something that goes a long way, but willing is goes a longer way.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. So once you have the skill of willingness, that helps you more. Anyway. I conclude this episode by thanking Jalees again. We have one more to conclude on this conversation. I can't wait for us to talk. So listen to your audience. We'll see you at the next one. See ya.
See you.